love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails, and the posh lady, who a lot of you are finding quite hot from Radio 4, will read them out. Here's the first one.
Scott, love the show. Last Tuesday, I met a man who looked just like John Sim in the toilets of the M6 services, the one on the toll section of the motorway.
I know the one.
I was stood next to him at the urinals and couldn't help but keep looking at him. Only at his face, mind. Remarkably, we both finished our business at the same time, and after zipping up, I turned to him and said, "Hi, John, I'm a big fan," while offering my hand to shake. Surprisingly, Mr. Sim decided to ignore my offer of a handshake and just looked at me, slightly puzzled, before silently leaving the gents. I'm now really hoping it wasn't John Sim for three reasons. One, I hate embarrassing myself in front of my heroes. Two, he was quite rude, and I'd hate to think that he's rude in real life. Three, he didn't wash his hands after leaking the lizard, which is very unhygienic.
That's horrible.
I'm worried because the actual John Sim must be quite rich and could obviously afford to use the toll road, so I'm fearing the worst that it was him. Any ideas to put my mind at ease? Thanks, Scott. Lots of love from Pete, Ellesmere Port.
I think it was John Sim.
On what basis?
Because you're right about the toll road. He would have used that.
Right.
He wouldn't have tried to skirt around it and go the long way around just for a paltry pole.
It is only £4.50 on that toll road.
I know, I was going to say, I've used that toll road.
Okay.
I've used that toll road.
However, I've met John Sim and he appears to be quite a nice bloke, so...
What, in the toilets?
No, I've not met him in the toilets. I've just met him generally at Radio 1 a few years ago and he seemed to
in
be
the
quite...
In the toilets, right?
Not in the toilets, just in a studio. And he seemed to be quite nice, so I don't know.
Is that a... He might have been a bit rude because I wouldn't expect someone to speak to me in the toilet.
No.
Is that right? Do men do that? I don't know.
No.
Men never talk in the toilets. That's the rules.
Especially, it's like, "Hi, oh my God, it's you, John Sim. Amazing, nice to meet you."
Keep your head down, look straight ahead, don't look anybody next to you.
And always stand at least one urinal away.
Yeah, never stand next to somebody in the urinal.
What if there's only one
left?
Well,
if there's only one space, then you have to.
But, you know, it's not ideal at all.
It's weird toilet etiquette in men.
Next!
Hi, Scott. I recently rented the film St Elmo's Fire on DVD. I was told by a friend that it was a riotous comedy, along the lines of Knocked Up, Superbad or American Pie. Is it me, or was this film not funny at all? Was it supposed to be? Did people really dress like that at one time? Help me, Scott. I don't know who else to turn to. However, Demi Moore was hot back then. Thanks, bud. Graham, Ardley, Essex.
Well, Graham, off of Ardley and Essex, I've never seen that film.
Me neither.
Me neither.
Or half of the other ones that you mentioned.
No.
I've seen American Pie.
Really? Films? No. That's the wrong show you've got right there. I've never seen St Elmo's Fire. Never. I've heard of it, but I don't know what it was or it is. So, sorry about that. Try Edith Bowman when she comes back off her holiday. She's back on yesterday.
She was back yesterday, yeah.
Sounded very good. Yeah. On the line. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky and Gobble Boy. Following the person who wondered if there's anything that chappers can't moan about, I enclose a list of things I believe he would find it impossible to whinge about. I could be wrong, but surely nobody could be mardy about these. Keep up the good work and love to the posh lady. Thomas, Cumnock.
Okay, Thomas, I've got the list here.
Have you?
Are you ready?
Yeah, go on then.
So, things that you might find impossible to moan about. Here we go.
Okay.
One. Manchester United winning the double.
Well, that's quite easy, really. Because more success of Manchester United winning the double means that the Glazers put up the price of my season ticket even more. And it also means that more glory-hunting fans join the Old Trafford crowd from Surrey, Norway, China and wherever else they come from. Therefore, stopping the real Manx being able to go.
Are there real Manchester people?
Yeah, of course there are.
Yeah,
there are as many red Manx as there are blue Manx.
Really?
A survey's proved it.
Okay. Mm. All right, so you did find even something to moan about with your own team.
Every silver lining has a cloud.
Two, having a from Christina Aguilera.
She's just a bit rough, I won't go near her.
Was she not?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Her hair always looks dirty.
With four R's.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Next!
Three, It being Christmas every day, like the song by Wizard.
It being Christmas every day, that means you'd have to buy presents every day, which means you'd be spending money all the time.
And be nice to people
all
day.
And be nice to people all the time. No. God, and always be full and fat.
No. Okay.
Four, owning a Ferrari.
Oh, God, it'd be just embarrassing, would owning a Ferrari, because everybody... Do you remember that one time we got given a Lotus thing to drive for the weekend, and it was just embarrassing, because everybody looks at you like you're a complete...
Yeah, they all do, like, some kind of weird hand signal at you.
Yeah, it just draws attention to you, and it's horrible. Yeah.
Is that
like
what happens?
That Nescafe ad.
Yeah, when you drive a Lotus, it seems to be...
God, it was horrible.
Any sports car like that, if I see a man in a sports car like that, it's like, what is missing in your life?
Exactly.
You don't need one if you've got a decent...
Just a nice family saloon, that's all you need.
You need a Focus, don't you? Next.
Five, dating all the Pussycat Dolls at the same time and them not minding that you're doing their mates.
Well, I'm not sure about one of them.
And, I know the one you mean.
So that would be a problem to start with. And I'd have Lewis Hamilton on my case if I was dating one or the other, so it would be too complicated. It'd be a disaster.
Okay, next.
So, dear Scott.
Go on.
None of that, of all of those amazing things you still have something to moan about in every single one.
Yeah, there is something.
Is there anything good in your life?
What's next?
Next.
Dear Scott, if Shaggy were a volcano, instead of Mr. Lover Lover, would he be Mr. Lava Lava? Love you, Will. P.S. Which name does Mark prefer? I.e. Mark, Chappers, Chops, Chopper, Brittany. Do tell.
Brittany. No, I'm saying Brittany. Mark.
You prefer Mark?
Yeah.
But Chappers is your trademark.
Yeah, but Mark is the real me.
Some people do get really confused.
Oh, God.
My mum didn't realise up until, like, week before last that Mark and Chappers were the same person.
Bless her.
Because, you know, when I introduce the news and call you Mark, that really confuses people, because the rest of the time I call you Chappers, So they are the same person. I can confirm that Chappers and Mark are one and the same.
Hello.
Next.
Dear Scott, do you still say, all right, treacle? It's just that I often pretend to be you at weekends to get free drinks, and I'm wondering if I should still be saying this. Many thanks. Scott Mills, a.k.a. Dan Blakenhall.
Okay, Dan, well, I've got issue with that.
Not even you use to get free drinks.
No, I really don't. That's really bad.
Are you going to start using you to get free drinks?
No, I don't think that's right. Using your name to get drinks at all, and I'm disappointed in Dan, our listener there. And no, if you are going to try and blag it, all right, treacle is like so 2 years ago. You need to stop that right now. They're not going to have any of that.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.